Einstein una vez dijo:
la educación es lo que queda una vez que olvidamos todo lo que aprendimos en la escuela.
Y no le faltaba razón. Y es que, ¿cuántos de nosotros aprendimos realmente inglés en la escuela? La cifra de alumnos que lo logran es aproximadamente un 10% en países de habla hispana. No te preocupes, aquí estamos para recuperar ese tiempo perdido. Y verás lo fácil que puede ser con este método súper efectivo y rápido que te explicaré. Bien, bajemos la música de fondo, presta atención y escucha esto.
I have a headache.
¿Lo has entendido? Probemos otra vez, pero de otra manera.
I have a headache.
A que ahora lo has entendido perfectamente. Esta es la teoría del doble codificado, de Alan Paivio, que explica cómo y por qué el cerebro maneja la información visual y verbal de manera diferente y cómo estas diferencias afectan en el aprendizaje y la memoria. Este es el método que aplicaremos a lo largo de todo este video. Y lo mejor es que tú no debes hacer nada más que escuchar y ver. Genial, ¿verdad? Esto no es más que replicar lo que hacíamos de niños, imitando a nuestros padres tanto visual como verbalmente. Demos un paso más allá y vamos a lo que conocemos. Piensa, ¿cómo aprendimos realmente nuestra lengua materna? Esta es nuestra referencia, ya que la dominamos a la perfección. Sabemos que un niño de 5 años nacido en Estados Unidos, que es capaz de comunicarse en la mayoría de las situaciones cotidianas, domina unas 2.000 palabras. Y las aprendió con esta metodología, copiando, mirando y repitiendo. Es en estas 2.000 palabras en las que debemos enfocarnos, pues son las que nos permitirán comunicarnos día a día y resolver la mayoría de las situaciones cotidianas. En este video hemos recopilado las 2.000 palabras esenciales para comprender el inglés, presentadas en frases y organizadas en sesiones de 10 minutos para evitar la saturación y permitirte administrar tu tiempo eficientemente. Puedes completar una sesión al día, dos o todas en un solo día. Lo importante es que después de cada una te tomes un respiro de 3 minutos. Al final de este video, no solo entenderás el inglés, sino que vas a poder ponerlo en práctica. Bien, ahora relájate, presta atención y comencemos. Aquí verás las palabras que llevamos aprendidas. Aquí verás tu progreso. Aquí verás el tiempo de cada fase. Y aquí verás las frases, con su traducción y pronunciación, y la imagen que las representa. Bien, ya tenemos todo listo, podemos comenzar. ¿Preparados?
I wake up at 8 a.m. I wake up at 8 a.m. I wake up at 8 a.m.
Me despierto a las 8 de la mañana.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Buenos días.
I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth.
Me cepillo los dientes.
I take a shower to start the day. I take a shower. To start the day. I take a shower to start the day.
Me ducho para empezar el día.
I'm going to prepare breakfast. I'm going to prepare breakfast. I'm going to prepare breakfast.
Voy a preparar el desayuno.
I eat breakfast with my family. I eat breakfast with my family. I eat breakfast with my family.
Desayuno con mi familia.
I'm going for a run. I'm going for a run. I'm going for a run.
Voy a correr.
I like to go for a walk in the morning. I like to go for a walk in the morning. I like to go for a walk in the morning.
Me gusta ir a caminar por la mañana.
I have to go to the gym before work. I have to go to the gym before work. I have to go to the gym before work.
Tengo que ir al gimnasio antes de trabajar.
Today I'm going to work early. Today I'm going to work early. Today I'm going to work early.
Hoy me voy a trabajar pronto.
I have to work hard to go on vacation. I have to work hard to go on vacation. I have to work hard to go on vacation.
Tengo que trabajar duro para irme de vacaciones.
I need a break. I need a break. I need a break.
Necesito un descanso.
I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to have lunch.
Voy a ir a almorzar.
I like talking with my coworkers. I like talking with my coworkers. I like talking with my coworkers.
Me gusta hablar con mis compañeros de trabajo.
It's time to leave work. It's time to leave work. It's time to leave work.
Ya es la hora de salir del trabajo.
I have to go to the supermarket. I have to go to the supermarket. I have to go to the supermarket.
Tengo que ir al supermercado.
I'm going to pick up my kids from school. I'm going to pick up my kids from school. I'm going to pick up my kids from school.
Voy a ir a buscar a mis hijos al colegio.
We are all going back home together. We are all going back home together. We are all going back home together.
Vamos a volver a casa todos juntos.
I've bought tomatoes, cheese, and flour to make pizza. I've bought tomatoes, cheese, and flour to make pizza. I've bought tomatoes, cheese, and flour to make pizza.
He comprado tomate, queso y harina para hacer pizza.
My back hurts. I should go to the doctor. My back hurts. I should go to the doctor. My back hurts. I should go to the doctor.
Me duele la espalda. Debo ir al médico.
My girlfriend and I are going to the hospital. My girlfriend and I are going to the hospital. My girlfriend and I are going to the hospital.
Mi novia y yo vamos al hospital.
The doctor has been very good to me. The doctor has been very good to me. The doctor has been very good to me.
El médico ha sido muy bueno conmigo.
I need to rest because I have to travel tomorrow. I need to rest because I have to travel tomorrow. I need to rest because I have to travel tomorrow.
Necesito descansar porque mañana tengo que viajar.
I think I'm sick. I think I'm sick. I think I'm sick.
Creo que estoy enfermo.
I'm going to eat pizza with my kids. I'm going to eat pizza with my kids. I'm going to eat pizza with my kids.
Voy a comer pizza con mis hijos.
I have to do the laundry. I have to do the laundry. I have to do the laundry.
Tengo que lavar la ropa.
I should take the dog out for a walk. I should take the dog out for a walk. I should take the dog out for a walk.
Debería sacar el perro a dar un paseo.
The cat hasn't eaten yet. The cat hasn't eaten yet. The cat hasn't eaten yet.
El gato aún no ha comido.
Every Friday I clean the bathroom. Every Friday I clean the bathroom. Every Friday I clean the bathroom.
Todos los viernes limpio el baño.
It's late. I have to go to sleep. It's late. I have to go to sleep. It's late. I have to go to sleep.
Ya es tarde. Tengo que irme a dormir. Genial. Terminamos esta fase en 3, 2, 1. Felicitaciones por completar esta primera fase. Ahora descansa. Seguro que han sido unos 10 minutos muy intensos. Con esta primera fase, has aprendido aproximadamente unas 500 palabras que te ayudarán a entender muchísimas situaciones del día a día. Prepárate para la segunda fase. Como hemos mencionado, debemos esperar 3 minutos para no saturarnos y volver al estado de concentración. Es momento para tomarte tu tiempo y no forzar tu mente. Relájate y en breve retomamos el método. Bien, comencemos con la segunda sesión.
Today I have to travel to the United States. Today I have to travel to the United States. Today I have to travel to the United States.
Hoy tengo que viajar a Estados Unidos.
I booked a one-way ticket. I booked a one-way ticket. I booked a one-way ticket.
Reservé un billete de solo ida.
I need a taxi to go to the airport. I need a taxi to go to the airport. I need a taxi to go to the airport.
Necesito un taxi para ir al aeropuerto.
Can I pay with a credit card? Can I pay with a credit card? Can I pay with a credit card?
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
My flight has been delayed. My flight has been delayed. My flight has been delayed.
Mi vuelo se ha retrasado.
I should go to the check-in counter. I should go to the check-in counter. I should go to the check-in counter.
Debería ir al mostrador de facturación.
I need my boarding pass. I need my boarding pass. I need my boarding pass.
Necesito mi tarjeta de embarque.
I can't find my passport. I can't find my passport. I can't find my passport.
No encuentro mi pasaporte.
I think my suitcase is too heavy. I think my suitcase is too heavy. I think my suitcase is too heavy.
Creo que mi maleta pesa demasiado.
The boarding gate is C-45. The boarding gate is C-45. The boarding gate is C-45.
La puerta de embarque es la C-45.
The plane is ready for boarding. The plane is ready for boarding. The plane is ready for boarding.
El avión está listo para embarcar.
I get nervous when the plane takes off. I get nervous when the plane takes off. I get nervous when the plane takes off.
Me pongo nervioso cuando el avión despega.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts.
Abrochen sus cinturones de seguridad.
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
¿Quieres algo para beber?
We have landed. It was a smooth flight. We have landed. It was a smooth flight. We have landed. It was a smooth flight.
Ya hemos aterrizado. Ha sido un vuelo tranquilo.
My hotel is in the downtown. My hotel is in the downtown. My hotel is in the downtown.
Mi hotel está en el centro de la ciudad.
I would like a room with a view of the pool. I would like a room with a view of the pool. I would like a room with a view of the pool.
Me gustaría una habitación con vistas a la piscina.
I need to check in before noon. I need to check in before noon. I need to check in before noon.
Necesito hacer el check-in antes del mediodía.
Could you show me a map of the city? Could you show me a map of the city? Could you show me a map of the city?
¿Podrías enseñarme un mapa de la ciudad?
I have to go to the subway. I have to go to the subway. I have to go to the subway.
Tengo que ir al metro.
I'm going to visit three important museums today. I'm going to visit three important museums today. I'm going to visit three important museums today.
Voy a visitar tres museos importantes hoy.
There are many restaurants, shops, and parks here. There are many restaurants, shops, and parks here. There are many restaurants, shops, and parks here.
Aquí hay muchos restaurantes, tiendas y parques.
I have lost my wallet. I have lost my wallet. I have lost my wallet.
Se me ha perdido la cartera.
I don't have money. I don't have money. I don't have money.
No tengo dinero.
I have to go to the police station. I have to go to the police station. I have to go to the police station.
Tengo que ir a la estación de policía.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
You're welcome. See you. You're welcome. See you. You're welcome. See you.
De nada, nos vemos.
I'm looking for the pharmacy. I'm looking for the pharmacy. I'm looking for the pharmacy.
Estoy buscando la farmacia.
I have to go to a restaurant tonight. I have to go to a restaurant tonight. I have to go to a restaurant tonight.
Tengo que ir a un restaurante esta noche.
I'm going to have dinner with my friends. I'm going to have dinner with my friends. I'm going to have dinner with my friends.
Voy a ir a cenar con mis amigos. ¡Súper! Y con esto terminamos la segunda sesión. Ya hemos alcanzado un buen punto de comprensión del idioma. Relacionar las imágenes y videos te está ayudando a relacionar la realidad con las frases que vamos viendo. Esto crea emociones, recuerdos y conexiones en tu cerebro y permite que puedas retener todo el contenido más fácilmente. No te olvides de suscribirte a nuestro canal si te está pareciendo interesante y te está ayudando este método. Para nosotros es una gran ayuda y solo te cuesta un clic. Ahora te dejo con la cuenta atrás. Espera, y si no estás muy saturado, nos vemos en la siguiente sesión. Muy bien, ahora que ya nos relajamos, es hora de continuar con la tercera sesión. ¿Listos? ¡Empecemos!
I could go to the cinema tonight with my friends. I could go to the cinema tonight with my friends. I could go to the cinema tonight with my friends.
Podría ir al cine esta noche con mis amigos.
Today I should call my parents. Today I should call my parents. Today I should call my parents.
Hoy debería llamar a mis padres.
I think it's going to rain tomorrow. I think it's going to rain tomorrow. I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
Creo que mañana va a llover.
In winter, I get very cold. In winter, I get very cold. In winter, I get very cold.
En invierno tengo mucho frío.
I really like it when it snows. I really like it when it snows. I really like it when it snows.
Me gusta mucho cuando nieva.
I get very hot in the summer. I get very hot in the summer. I get very hot in the summer.
Tengo mucho calor en verano.
I'm thirsty. I need some water. I'm thirsty. I need some water. I'm thirsty. I need some water.
Tengo sed. Necesito un poco de agua.
I should start saving money. I should start saving money. I should start saving money.
Debería empezar a ahorrar dinero.
I will have to spend a lot of money this month. I will have to spend a lot of money this month. I will have to spend a lot of money this month.
Tendré que gastar mucho dinero este mes.
This year I will learn to play the guitar. This year I will learn to play the guitar. This year I will learn to play the guitar.
Este año aprenderé a tocar la guitarra.
I think playing the piano is very difficult. I think playing the piano is very difficult. I think playing the piano is very difficult.
Me parece que tocar el piano es muy difícil.
I think I've made a mistake. I have a problem. I think I've made a mistake. I have a problem. I think I've made a mistake. I have a problem.
Creo que he cometido un error. Tengo un problema.
I'm going to think of a solution. I'm going to think of a solution. I'm going to think of a solution.
Voy a pensar en una solución.
I need to calm down. I need to calm down. I need to calm down.
Necesito tranquilizarme.
I'm going to the beach this weekend. I'm going to the beach this weekend. I'm going to the beach this weekend.
Voy a ir a la playa este fin de semana.
I like to sunbathe and rest. I like to sunbathe and rest. I like to sunbathe and rest.
Me gusta tomar el sol y descansar.
I'm going to help you with your homework. I'm going to help you with your homework. I'm going to help you with your homework.
Voy a ayudarte con tus deberes.
I'm going to teach you how to cook a new recipe. I'm going to teach you how to cook a new recipe. I'm going to teach you how to cook a new recipe.
Te voy a enseñar cómo cocinar una nueva receta.
I have to learn English to get a good job. I have to learn English to get a good job. I have to learn English to get a good job.
Tengo que aprender inglés para tener un buen trabajo.
I have a date today. I'm single. I have a date today. I'm single. I have a date today. I'm single.
Hoy tengo una cita. Estoy soltera.
She She's very beautiful. I like her a lot. She is very beautiful. I like her a lot. She's very beautiful. I like her a lot.
Ella es muy bonita. Me gusta mucho.
He is charming. I love him. He is charming. I love him. He is charming. I love him.
Él es encantador. Me encanta.
I would like to get married someday. I would like to get married someday. I would like to get married someday.
Me gustaría casarme algún día.
They are very much in love. They are very much in love. They are very much in love.
Ellos están muy enamorados.
They sometimes argue. They sometimes argue. They sometimes argue.
Ellos a veces discuten.
They had been together for 4 years, but they broke up. They had been together for 4 years, but they broke up. They had been together for 4 years, but they broke up.
Llevaban 4 años juntos, pero rompieron.
My brother is a very intelligent child. My brother is a very intelligent child. My brother is a very intelligent child.
Mi hermano es un niño muy inteligente.
My grandfather and grandmother live far from the city. My grandfather and grandmother live far from the city. My grandfather and grandmother live far from the city.
Mi abuelo y mi abuela viven lejos de la ciudad.
My sister is my best friend. My sister is my best friend. My sister is my best friend.
Mi hermana es mi mejor amiga. Felicidades una vez más por haber llegado hasta aquí. Si has prestado atención hasta ahora, dominas aproximadamente más de 1.400 palabras. Y lo mejor de todo es que este vocabulario te permitirá no solo entender, sino poder comunicarte en tu día a día. Ahora solo te queda la última sesión. Vamos a descansar y continuemos con el final de este método que espero que te esté siendo útil. Y te dejo con la cuenta atrás. Vamos a comenzar con la última sesión. ¿Listos? Comencemos.
I really like eating meat on Sundays. I really like eating meat on Sundays. I really like eating meat on Sundays.
Me gusta mucho comer carne los domingos.
I have to eat more fruits and vegetables. I have to eat more fruits and vegetables. I have to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Me gusta mucho comer carne los domingos.
In the afternoon, I sit on the couch and watch my favorite series. In the afternoon, I sit on the couch and watch my favorite series. In the afternoon, I sit on the couch and watch my favorite series.
Por la tarde me siento en el sillón y miro mi serie favorita.
I think it's important to watch the news every day. I think it's important to watch the news every day. I think it's important to watch the news every day.
Creo que es importante ver las noticias todos los días.
I always listen to music while I study. I always listen to music while I study. I always listen to music while I study.
Siempre escucho música mientras estudio.
Today I can go have coffee with a friend. Today I can go have coffee with a friend. Today I can go have coffee with a friend.
Hoy puedo ir a tomar café con una amiga.
I hope you like my gift. I hope you like my gift. I hope you like my gift.
Espero que te guste mi regalo.
My car has broken down. My car has broken down. My car has broken down.
Se me ha roto el automóvil.
I should take it to the car workshop. I should take it to the car workshop. I should take it to the car workshop.
Debería llevarlo al taller.
I want to go to the mountains to go biking. I want to go to the mountains to go biking. I want to go to the mountains to go biking.
Quiero ir a la montaña para ir en bicicleta.
Nice to see you again. How are you? Nice to see you again. How are you? Nice to see you again. How are you?
Encantado de verte otra vez. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm a bit overweight. I'm going to start the diet on Monday. I'm a bit overweight. I'm going to start the diet on Monday. I'm a bit overweight. I'm going to start the diet on Monday.
Estoy un poco gordo. Voy a empezar la dieta el lunes.
I'm very thin. I should eat a bit more. I'm very thin. I should eat a bit more. I'm very thin. I should eat a bit more.
Estoy muy flaca. Debería comer un poco más.
My cousin always gives me good advice. My cousin always gives me good advice. My cousin always gives me good advice.
Mi primo siempre me da buenos consejos.
I always dress well when I leave the house. I always dress well when I leave the house. I always dress well when I leave the house.
Siempre me he visto bien cuando salgo de casa.
I have to wear comfortable shoes for work. I have to wear comfortable shoes for work. I have to wear comfortable shoes for work.
Tengo que usar zapatos cómodos para el trabajo.
I need to buy new clothes. These pants are already old. I need to buy new clothes. These pants are already old. I need to buy new clothes. These pants are already old.
Tengo que comprarme ropa nueva. Estos pantalones ya están viejos.
I love this song. Would you like to dance? I love this song. Would you like to dance? I love this song. Would you like to dance?
Me encanta esta canción. ¿Te gustaría bailar?
I have to hang up your shirt so it will be dry by tomorrow. I have to hang up your shirt so it will be dry by tomorrow. I have to hang up your shirt so it will be dry by tomorrow.
Tengo que colgar tu camiseta para que mañana esté seca.
I don't like my hair. I should go to the hairdresser. I don't like my hair. I should go to the hairdresser. I don't like my hair. I should go to the hairdresser.
No me gusta mi pelo. Debería ir al peluquero.
She is very friendly and laughs at my jokes. She is very friendly and laughs at my jokes. She is very friendly and laughs at my jokes.
Ella es muy simpática y se ríe de mis bromas.
My boss is always serious and unfriendly. My boss is always serious and unfriendly. My boss is always serious and unfriendly.
Mi jefe siempre está serio y es antipático.
My teacher is very polite and teaches me very well. My teacher is very polite and teaches me very well. My teacher is very polite and teaches me very well.
Mi profesor es muy educado y me enseña muy bien.
Could I give you a kiss? Could I give you a kiss? Could I give you a kiss?
¿Podría darte un beso?
Thank you for your hug. I needed it. Thank you for your hug. I needed it. Thank you for your hug. I needed it.
Gracias por tu abrazo, lo necesitaba.
After crying, I feel much better. After crying, I feel much better. After crying, I feel much better.
Después de llorar, me siento mucho mejor.
Tonight is a full moon. Tonight is a full moon. Tonight is a full moon.
Esta noche hay luna llena.
Goodbye. See you soon. Goodbye. See you soon. Goodbye. See you soon.
Adiós. Nos vemos pronto. Eres genial. Felicitaciones por completar este reto. Has completado la cuarta sesión. y has superado esta prueba hasta el final. Tu vocabulario ahora es de más de 2.000 palabras. No me queda más que decirte que eres excepcional y te animo a continuar en este camino. Tu dominio del idioma ha mejorado significativamente, lo cual te abrirá puertas inimaginables. Nos vemos en la próxima. Te dejo otros métodos que hemos puesto en práctica que te pueden interesar. Déjanos tu like para ayudarnos y que tengas un día genial.